You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
On to Wednesday night's quarterfinals and Wolfsburg host Real Madrid. Again, a whole host of headline offers here. André Schürrle to score in a Wolfsburg win is 8-1 from 13-2. Bastos to score in a Wolfsburg win is 8-1 from 13-2 as well. Ronaldo to score in a Real Madrid win is 7-4, having been 7-5. And Ronaldo to score two or more and Real Madrid to win is 9-2 from 4-1. What do you see happening here, Dave? Are Real going to outclass Wolfsburg? This is the furthest they've ever been in the Champions League, isn't it?
Yes, it is. First time they've ever been in the quarterfinals. I think they will. It's Wolfsburg's first time, Real Madrid's 33rd time, so there's a significant difference in the experience they have at this stage of a major European Cup competition. And when you consider Wolfsburg, only 5 years ago, beaten 3-1 on aggregate by Fulham in the Europa League at this stage, and they lost to Napoli at the same stage of last season's competition as well in the Europa League. They've done well to get here, and I think that draw helped them a lot. Playing Ghent in the round of 16 was good for them. That was probably the best draw they could have got. And you look at Real Madrid's success at this stage in the competition as well. 32 times they've been in the quarterfinals. They've won 26 and lost 6. That's the overall tie result. And they've won 6 successive games in all competitions since losing 1-0 at home to Atletico back in late February. And in the Champions League as well this season, they've won 7 of their 8 matches in the competition. Their only blip coming away from home in Paris against PSG, where they were held to a 0-0 draw. And the only team they've actually conceded against in this season's competition was Shakhtar Donetsk. And that was in a game that Keylor Navas didn't play in. Iker Casillas played in net for Real Madrid on that occasion. And he's kept 8 clean sheets, Keylor Navas, in the competition as well. I don't think it's inconceivable here that Real Madrid win and win to nil in this game. I quite like that bet. I think 4-6 Real Madrid is a big price.
Yeah.
I think it's a really nice price that Real Madrid to win to nil is 2-1 in this game. When you consider those stats I've just mentioned for Keylor Navas and the fact they've come up against much better sides in the competition so far, that is a good price. 2-1, Real Madrid to win this game to nil looks fantastic. And you think of Wolfsburg and you think, yeah, good side, but they're not performing well in the Bundesliga this season. They're down eighth.
Yeah.
Eighth position in the Bundesliga. Just picked up 38 points from 28 games. You look through their recent record in the German top flight as well. Lost 1-0 to Hoffenheim. Drew 1-1 with Darmstadt. Lost 3-0 away at Bayer Leverkusen on Friday as well. So it's been disappointing for Wolfsburg this season domestically. Admittedly, that game against Bayer Leverkusen, they rested the majority of their star players. They'll be back. They'll come back into the lineup for this game on Wednesday night. But I think there's some good betting here available. Real Madrid 4-6 to win the game. Real Madrid to win to nil, 2-1. Both look nice bets to me.
Yeah, Real Madrid minus a goal as well, 8-5. They could easily win this 2-3 nil.
Yeah, easily. I suppose the minus one at 8-5. I think I'd rather have them to keep a clean sheet, because if they do concede, then they've got to score 3. I suppose to land that minus one. That's why I'd maybe rather have the win to nil price there, a bigger price. But I don't see Wolfsburg scoring in this game. They have got some very, don't get me wrong, they've got some very, very talented players that I enjoy watching whenever I'm in the InPlay Radio studio. Julian Draxler is the one that stands out. He's 13-5 to score any time. We all know about André Schürrle as well and his exploits. He's 23-10 to score any time. But Real Madrid win this. 4-6 is a belting price.
Yeah. They've also got some really attractive anytime goal scorer prices here as well. 10-11 for Ronaldo, which is perfectly fair. 23-20 for Benzema, who's back in the team and scored that lovely bicycle scissor kick against Barca at the weekend. Gareth Bale, 13-8. He's got to come back to form at some point. You're getting good prices about players that are very capable.
He got one disallowed as well, Bale, that shouldn't have been disallowed at the weekend. Yeah. Benzema did absolutely sod all in that match before scoring. He was terrible.
Yeah, you're right.
He was maybe the worst player on the pitch, and then we're going back to the cliches. It doesn't matter if you manage to get on the score sheet if you're a striker, if you do nothing. But he did nothing and then scored. He's 23-20 to score any time. Ronaldo's 10-11 to score any time in this match. There's some good pro Real Madrid bets, and I think they're overpriced in this game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.